Hi, I'm Tara Green, and I'm here to welcome you to the Starbird Returns meditation. It's February 22nd, 2012, and this is a momentous day, one that I've been waiting for 33 years. So what I'd like you to do is, wherever you are, if you're used to doing meditations, you can light some incense, you can smudge yourself to cleanse your aura. There's also a spray that you can use. But wherever you are, trust that your intention is really everything. Okay, so even if you're sitting at your desk at the office, what you want to do is just create a sacred space wherever you are. So what you do first is you close your eyes, and with your intention and with your mind, you create a circle of white light around you in which you are totally safe and protected. And then you can ask your angels, your higher self, your holy sacred ones who protect you, your ancestors, to come into this circle, your power animals, to come in, and you say that only positive, loving energies and beings can enter this circle. And so be it. If you aren't visual, then command it with your will. So what I'd like you to do is, we're going to meet this infinite starbird who comes from the star system Sirius. I will like to get together with you after the meditation. There are people who are meditating with me who I've heard from all over the world, in Australia and Canada and the U.S. and in Europe. And what I'd like you to do is to email me afterwards. We'll share our experience. I'm going to have a free webinar afterwards to support all of us in moving forward with the starboard energy, because this is really just the beginning. So what I'd like you to do is to just begin to breathe. You can also, if you have some music that you like that helps you relax, you can also set that up. I'm trying to keep this very simple because I understand that a lot of people are going to be doing this during their work day. Now, at all the master numbers, 1212, 111, 222, 333, 444, 555, and then at 606, 707, 808, 909, 10:10, and of course at 11:11 a.m. or p.m., wherever you are in the world, is the optimum time to synchronize these master numbers together with when you begin to meditate. So what I'd like you to do is just to begin to tune into your breathing. So what you want to do is breathe in through your nose very naturally and then out through your mouth. We're going to begin to let go of all concerns, any stress. There's no shoulds. We're going to begin to thoroughly relax our bodies. You're going to go on a sacred journey. So what you want to do is imagine that up from the earth, through the soles of your feet, you're going to feel tingly little bubbles of light, like little cleansers with extra scrubbing action that are going to cleanse your body. So it naturally moves up through your soles of your feet, through your veins, through your arteries, through your muscles, your tissues, and into your bones, and feel this cleansing action go right up naturally, easily, effortlessly through your entire body and into all your chakras, so that you feel fresh and renewed and purified for this journey. So take as long as you need to let that intense cleansing move through your body. And whenever you feel that is done, we're going to start to open your chakras. Chakras are energy centers in the body. So the first one is at the root, called the root chakra. It's at the perineum, and it is visualized as the color red. So it is a grounding chakra, a sexual chakra, and what you would do is to bring your attention and your breath into your root chakra. It feels warm. As you bring your attention to it, you feel the warmth start, the energy starts to pick up, and you begin to visualize a red rose or a red light turning brighter and brighter. It's very life-giving. And as you begin to breathe into that chakra, it'll open completely. And then to feel that opening, and then we're going to move slowly up into the next chakra, which is the color orange. Now this is of the womb in women, but men also have a spirit womb. It's the creative center, and we'll feel that orange, beautiful flower, warmth, yield and open and spread out. This is a creative chakra. And take as much time as you need to feel your second chakra, the energy running from the first into the second. And when you feel that open, we're going to move up into the next chakra, which is yellow. This is the will chakra. It's two fingers below the navel. You actually have a spiritual umbilical cord there. This is where you exert your will. It's the vitality center. It's like the sun. So imagine that you have a sun of your own star, at the center of your body, and feel that life energy, that vitality just flow through you. So open that chakra, feel the warmth, the energy begin to move and vivify your body. And when you feel that's ready, you'll move up into the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra, the most important one. And the heart chakra is usually the color of emerald green. So feel your heart open. Visualize the chambers of your heart opening, relaxing, the blood flowing through, but feel the warmth, the feeling of love, all the love that you've ever received, all the love that you've ever given. And feel the infinite love streaming through you from the universe and back. So feel your heart chakra open, glowing, beautiful green like nature. And let your heart open fully, like a lotus, a beautiful green lotus. And then bring your energy and your intention up into your fifth chakra, which is the throat. This is also a power chakra. It's the will chakra as well, because your voice is the will. You know, in the beginning was the word. So this is the vibration. So the fifth chakra is a beautiful indigo blue color. It is connected with the first chakra, the root chakra. So visualize a beautiful warm blue, strong blue color, feeling your throat open. And if it feels right, make some sound. At this point, it's good to make a big sound and just to let go. Now, when you feel that your fifth chakra is open, we're going to move up into your sixth chakra, which is your third eye, the visualization, the psychic chakra. In between your brows, it's a beautiful amethyst purple. And as you bring your energy and your breath up into that chakra, you'll feel it open. Some people do see the eye opening. You feel an energy open. You just breathe into your sixth chakra and intend it to open. And then when you feel that's done, we're going to move up into the top of your head, right at the top of your head, your crown chakra. It's a brilliant white light. And this is very important. This chakra connects you to the universe, to the sky, to the spirit world, and brings down energy from the stars into your head. Now there's also an eighth chakra above your head, a foot or two above your head. It's gold. Like having your own personal sunlight, golden sunlight above your head. You can breathe up into that one because we're going to take you out into the universe. So we want to open that one up too. And then once you feel that you're a living rainbow, because you've opened up all of your chakras in order, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, white, then you bring your breathing back down through the top of your chakra, top of your root chakra, top of your crown chakra, back down and into the soles of your feet. We're going to send it through the earth to ground yourself into the earth's core. So we're going to go down into the heart, the molten iron core, which is like a star at the center of the earth, to give connection to Grandmother Earth, to our Mother the Earth, to give thanks to her for protecting, for nourishing you, and to give gratitude for the joy of being embodied. 2012 is very much about being embodied. Now, when you're at the center of the heart flame of Grandmother Earth, you may feel that she has something to say to you. You may see a being come and give you something, an animal. And if that happens, just wait and listen and dialogue and receive and give thanks, and then return slowly through the core of the earth back up to where your body's sitting now on the earth, and then bring that energy back up through the soles of your feet up into your heart, center there in your heart. Now, it feels right to me to give you a connection of what I saw originally, February 22nd, 1979, when I spied the starbird originally. So I invite you to visualize this experience with me. Now you're standing on the beach in Isla Mujeres, Mexico at night, looking out over the ocean at the crystal clear starry night sky. Now, if your imagination takes you somewhere else, if you end up being in Tibet or in Hawaii or another planet or another star system, wherever that feels right, you go there. But if you care to join me and recreate this experience, you're on the beach in Isla Mujeres, and you see a star, a shooting star, shoot across the sky from your left, and you're expecting it to burn out, but it just suddenly stops right in the middle of the sky. So I want you to check in with your body to notice how you feel, and you notice that this star has just suddenly stopped. It was totally unexpected. Now the star begins to wobble a little bit, and it starts to turn to its left and fly southwest, and then it wheels around and comes back, and it turns back to where it is. So it's made one kind of loop on the left, and then it flies southeast and loops around again, and the star has depicted the shape of an infinity symbol. So watch and feel how this infinity symbol burns into your eyes, into your body, into your soul. It's a permanent image and a link that's been like tattooed to you. So the star slowly becomes bigger, and it begins to descend, and it comes down slower, slowly towards you on the beach, and it's coming closer. Now, it starts to shift, and it takes the shape of a bird. First, it's just a loose shape of a bird, but you definitely see wings flapping. And as the star flies into you lower and closer, you see it take the shape of a bird with a small, dove-like head, but definitely eagle's wings with spread tips. You see it flap its starry wings, and it flies lower and nearer to you until it's still out over the ocean, but it's only flying about 50 feet above you in the air, radiating brilliant white-blue starlight. So I want you to connect to feeling the awe, the excitement, the essence that you are experiencing, a miracle, a very mystical, magical, metaphysical event this is. So you watch the starbird as it flies over your head, and you receive the essence of its energy. Now the starbird flies behind you where there's light, and the minute it hits the light of the island, it turns into a jet black, flapping shadow, like a black hole. And this is also an amazing experience, to see it just totally camouflage itself and be like a big black shadow. It flies behind you, you can still watch it over the town, over the light, and it turns around and wheels around to your right, and then comes back again, flying to your right, over you. And then as it comes back out towards you where there's no light, it instantly turns into starlight again. And then it slowly flies out over the ocean, and then very quickly, flies very, very quickly back up into the sky like a reverse falling star, back way up high in the sky, and disappears. Now, feel what happens as you feel that starbird. You've just been gifted. The starbird is like the Holy Spirit. It's like a spirit eagle, the natives would call it. It's also like the angel Gabriel. It's also called the Blue Kachina, the Hopis call it. Now, what you want to do is welcome this gift into your heart and into your consciousness and feel what happens. Sense it in your body. Keep breathing. Stay present and open your heart to this miracle, this revelation. It's real. It's a reality. What I want you to do now is to thank the starbird for coming to you. And then I want you to ask it what the starbird's message is for you. Ask the starbird, think of it as Angel Gabriel, announcing to you what your divine mission and your calling is. Now I want you to just stay open, just trust whatever comes up. It may not be what you expect. The more open you are, the more you can have revealed. If you are visual, you may see a scene. The starbird may take you on a journey to another place and time. Or you will hear a voice or voices. You'll feel energy in your body. You may still start to feel dizzy. You may get shivers all over, depending on which sense is stronger or all of the above. Now stay breathing, stay centered. If you're not visual, don't worry. If even though nothing seems to be happening, trust that you are getting this connection. And keep telling yourself to stay. stay open and that you're safe. And take as much time as you need. Ask the starbird, the angel, what you can give back, what it needs from you in return, because there always has to be an energy exchange for balance. So in all cases, trust that the starboard angel is connected to you. It's always protecting you and guiding you. You're never going to be alone again. So the starboard has come to you to show you that miracles happen, that you are a miracle, that it's part of you, that we come from the stars, from heaven, that we are all infinite beings, that we are part of the infinite love of the universe. The infinity symbol that the starboard made shows that all time is now. The time that, as we think of it, is linear, is an illusion. So what you do, moment to moment, affects the past and the future all at the same time. You can fly anywhere. You're free. You have wings, just like the starbird. You're an angel. The starbird is really a mirror of your own essence. The starbirds return once again to announce this, and we are the starbird. We are one consciousness and one heart. So take as much time as you need to listen and to be with this beautiful energy. The more relaxed you are, the deeper your journey will be. And then take your hands and cross them like wings over your heart as a sign and an anchor that you and the starbird, the angel, are one. You can lightly tap on your sternum at your heart chakra to vibrate the energy into your physical body. And whenever you feel ready, give thanks. You can slowly open your eyes. You can continue on the journey if it feels right with your eyes open. And you can write your experience down or draw a picture of it or sing it or dance it. But make it real. Create a little ritual around it. And always give thanks. Yeah, you can carry on in your own space and time if you have for as long as you want. You can do this meditation again during the day. This might be good to do it before you go to sleep at night. And we'll carry on with this because really this is only the rebirth of the starboard. This energy is going to continue to manifest. I'm now getting the message that it's going to manifest on every month as there are even numbers like March the 3rd, April the 4th, May the 5th. And then on June the 6th, when the planet Venus crosses the Sun, that's going to be another major wave and culmination of this beautiful divine feminine energy. The dove is sacred to Venus, to Mother Mary, to the goddess. So keep the dove, the starboard, in your heart. It's always there. Many blessings will meet as one in the heart of the star angel. And you can always send me a message through my website, taratara.com, through Facebook. You can email me as well. I'm very much looking forward to hearing about your experience. Thank you very much. Blessings. Bye-bye.